What's up, fellas? So, the video I posted on YouTube yesterday about what to do if you don't drink on a date, I saw a comment that a guy said, well, if she lost interest because you don't drink, she must have never been interested. Guys, that's bullshit. All right? And I'm going to tell y'all guys something right here so y'all guys just know that when you go on a date with a woman, when you came up and met her, guys, that's basically just physical. All right, that means that you met her physical standard. Whatever that is, that means that you was good enough for her to fuck or kiss at that point. All right, but I've talked about this over and over again. With women, looks are not the end all be all. They get your foot in the door, but they're not the end all be all. That's the fucking point of dates, guys. All right, that's what women use dates for, to test your value and to test your compatibility. All right, now with us guys, well, with a high value guy, what we care about is attitude. All right, if you're a guy who just dating, the only thing you primarily care about is this bitch got an attitude? All right, that's pretty much, I really don't give a fuck where a bitch work at or live, because I'm not looking for marriage. If you're a guy that's looking for a relationship or marriage, then obviously you might care about those things. But with me, I'm not looking for a relationship. Like I said, I'm not opposed to having one, but I'm not looking for it. So where a woman works at or where a woman lives or all that bullshit means nothing to me, all right? The only thing I care about is this bitch cool to be around, all right? So that'll disqualify you with me because I care about your attitude. Where you work at and shit don't mean nothing to me. But for a guy that's looking for a relationship or something like that or wants a relationship, obviously that type of shit don't matter to him. Alright guys, so I want you guys to understand that yes, a woman can have interest based off just your looks. But when you show up on a date and you start talking about things your interests are and things you like to do, if it's not compatible to her and she got fucking 50 guys that's trying to fuck her, it matters, guys. With women with options, it matters. Alright, so I wrote down some things that are definitely disqualify you from what a woman compatibility is. Alright. Number one, guys, right off the bat, besides the shit test, all right, we all know that shit test, all right, but right off the bat, fashion, guys, all right, so let's hypothetically say you met a woman at a grocery store. Well, obviously, a woman don't expect you to be in a fucking Armani suit in the fucking grocery store, and I'm not saying you got to show up on a fucking date in an Armani suit, but if you met a woman in a grocery store and you just had on a t-shirt, you know, some basketball shorts or whatever, she gave you the benefit of the doubt. You just coming out to buy some fucking grocery. You ain't thinking I need to go and put on a fucking Versace sweater and all this other bullshit. But guys, when you show up on these dates, kind of dress to impress. Don't over fucking do it, because that's bad too. All right, you trying to show out, coming here with a fucking tuxedo on and shit on a fucking date. I didn't say that either. But you know, have a nice fitted polo shirt on, guys, with some nice slacks or something on. Look nice and presentable. Your shoes and shit, y'all guys know how important shoes is and all that other shit, guys. So if she's a fashionita or something like that, a fashion diva, she want a man that's gonna compliment her. All right, don't be showing up on a date with some baggy jeans on and a t-shirt. Come on, guys. And when I say t-shirt, I mean, even if it's a designer t-shirt, it's a fucking t-shirt. Put on a fucking polo shirt. Guys, with women, it matters. She wants to have something she can show off to her friends. Now, here's the thing. You ain't got to do the fucking bullshit. All right? You can take your big badass on the day in a fucking sweatsuit for all I fucking care. What I am telling you is, to some women, it matters. All right? So you guys need to understand that. If it don't matter to you, then do what the fuck you want to do. I don't give a fuck if you show up in a fucking basketball uniform for all I fucking care. All I'm saying is don't get upset if the woman cares about fashion. All right? That can kill it. Next, church or religion. If you don't go to fucking church and she fucking goes to church every Sunday and she was raised in the fucking church, guys, it fucking matters. All right, your looks can't overcome every fucking thing. All right, so here's the thing. It matters. If she's a girl, she's a Bible thumper, and you ain't been to church in fucking 25 years, it fucking matters. A woman will lose attraction if she's somebody who go to the church religiously and you never goes. She could have had attraction, and she lost it when you told her you ain't went to church in 30 years. That's her opinion. That's she entitled to that, guys. Just because you look at her and you just want to fuck and that all that matters to you, don't mean that that's all that's going to matter to the woman. Women take more into it. They need more than just looks. All right? They look at compatibility. Conversation. All right? Just because when she talking to you, it sounds like mop, 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 like Charlie Brown because you looking at her titties and ass, she's actually listening to you. All right, she's actually taking in what you're saying because more than your looks matter to her. All right, when she talking, you just hear womp, 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 womp. You don't hear shit because you said, look at her titties. Ooh, you just sitting there thinking about how good this pussy gonna be. But conversation matters to the woman, guys. All right, so if your conversation ain't flowing or it's a lot of awkward silence and stuff like this, like y'all ain't got a lot of good topics and shit coming, she might lose interest, guys. Of course, y'all know shit test teeth, guys. Teeth matters to women. I'm sorry, and I say that teeth because obviously she could have saw your teeth if you met her in public, but you know a lot of you guys will meet women online and shit like that, and so a lot of them don't even know you got bad teeth or crooked teeth until you show up on the fucking date, and they don't want to be rude and say it on the phone, but when you show up and your teeth look like buckwheat, they could lose fucking interest, guys. All right, I'm just putting it out there. They entitled to that. That matters to women. Your job. Y'all know most women are out here looking for stability, all right? So if you've been working at Domino's and you ain't got nothing you working on, she could lose interest, guys. It's just the fucking way it is. Where you working at now, all right? Now, hypothetically, you could say, hey, I'm in school and such and whatever the case may be, but that matters to a lot of women. Y'all know that. Stability, all right? Education, all right? So if you ain't went to school, a woman could lose. Let's hypothetically say you got a good job right now, but you ain't got no education. Let's say you just lucked up and got that job. A lot of women will still lose interest, guys, because they know that you don't have nothing to fall back on. So you lucked up and you got a good job that's paying you six figures, but without an education, they know that if you lose that job, you probably ain't got nothing to fall back on. That's where education come in. So you can have a good job, but if you don't got an education, she can look at it as in, you ain't got nothing to fall on. A woman could look at me like that. I didn't go to college and shit like that. A woman could look at me like that. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. I tell a woman, nah, I ain't go to school or whatever. I went for a semester or whatever. But even when I was young, guys, I knew going to school and shit wasn't for me. I always had an entrepreneur spirit. I just didn't have the perseverance. Back in when I was young and shit, guys, If something didn't jump off right then, like if I did, like had I did this YouTube shit 15 years ago, I would have quit. Because if I ain't have 100,000 subscribers the first month, I would have quit. That's how my old mentality was. I didn't have the perseverance to just grind shit out. I didn't understand that things take time. Back in the day, I ain't had no fucking patience. All right. So it's something, if I wasn't making money just like that, I'd be like, man, fuck this shit. All right, now me being older and me being wise, I understand things take fucking time. All right, so with me building a business and shit like that, I know everything I do now, just give it time, it'll happen, guys. All right, next, guys, is not being family orientated. All right, so if you go on a date and you talking about you ain't talked to your mama in 15 years, that fucking matters, guys. If you not, a lot of women, they're close to their family and they want family-orientated men. If you're not close to your family, a woman can lose interest, guys. Smoking, all right? Definitely going to be a dead killer for a lot of women if you smoke. Bottom fucking line, guys. A lot of women don't want a man that fucking smokes. And the reason I'm telling y'all all this shit, guys, is a woman could have interest in 90% of you. And in one of these things can kill it instantly, can kill attraction instantly. All right, what we call deal breakers. We all got deal breakers. For me, attitude is a deal breaker. I really don't give a fuck where you work at. I really don't give a fuck if you ain't talked to your mama in 20 years. I don't give a fuck if you ain't been to church in 40. I don't give a fuck about none of that bullshit. Attitude is it. Are you cool? Are you feminine? Oh, I'm on a date and it seems like I'm with my fucking homeboy. All right, so attitude what matters to me. All right, drinking. None and drinking, guys. If you on a date with a woman and you say you do drink, well, if she's a nun drinking, a good Christian girl, that could turn off because she probably had an alcoholic father or alcoholic last boyfriend, and she could lose interest. if you don't drink, she could think, and she do drink, she could think you're going to be fucking boring and she ain't got nobody to drink with, guys. Either fucking way. Living situation. Do you live with your fucking mama? Do you live with your fucking roommate? That could definitely turn a woman off, because let's hypothetically say she has a bad living situation. Let's hypothetically say she live with her mama. Well, she might live, well, where the fuck we going to fuck at? All right, guys, or where the fuck I'm going to come? I stay with my mom. You stay with a fucking roommate. This going to be a fucking living hell. Another, a big one, guys, is, and I probably could have put this one second or third, fingernails. Women, all right, so most of you guys, a woman don't know what your hygiene is, how clean you is, how often you bathe and shit like this there. Obviously, you're going to take a bath before you came on a date because your ass want to make a good impression. So, but one bath ain't going to clean them dirty ass fingernails. All right, so I want you guys to understand that women look at fingernails to tell your hygiene. If you somebody that take a bath every fucking day, typically speaking, you're going to have clean fingernails. If you're somebody who skip days taking shower, or you don't take real good care of yourself and shit like this, you're going to have dirt under your fucking fingernails. That is definitely a big deal breaker for a lot of women. Obviously, you're going to take your funk ass in there and take a shower before the date. You're trying to make a good impression. But she already know that once we get into a relationship, your ass going to go back to skipping showers and shit. All right, so that matters, guys. Bragging. Showing up on a date, bragging about yourself. What you do. I got a house here. I got a house there. I got a car here. I got a car here. I got a fucking Mercedes. And I got a motherfucking Benz. I got a BMW. Just bragging. Never brag about what you're doing. Never brag about your accomplishments, guys. Never name drop. Never talk about, oh, I'm friends with this guy. I'm friends with that guy. Don't fucking name drop, guys. Bragging, all right? And the reason why bragging is bad, guys, it shows a woman that you're fucking how conceited you is. All right, so never fucking brag. You don't listen. Confidence is one thing, but conceited is another thing, guys. And it also shows you're insecure. It's showing her that she's higher value than you. So now you're trying to sell yourself. All right, I'm not good enough as is. So let me tell you why you should be with me. All right, guys. Bad mouthing your ex. Guys, never show up on a date and bad mouth your fucking ex. Because what you gonna do is, what she know is, when this shit end with me, your ass gonna be talking about my ass the same fucking way, guys. Alright? So never bad mouth your ex. Breath, guys. Breath. So you might have hypothetically had a tic-tac or something in your mouth the day I fucking met you. But now you show up on a date and your breath kicking like a motherfucker, guys. Definitely a deal breaker, guys. Make sure your breath is on point. Your car, guys. And I'm gonna tell y'all, guys, why the car. So a lot of guys are what I call fake ballers. All right, so that means that a lot of guys go to the club and they'll be whatever, they'll dress real nice. I've done this before too. They'll dress real nice and you'll think that they're doing good for themselves, and then you get back to their crib or you get to their car. And guys, I had this in the basement. I would look nice, y'all. I told y'all, guys, I would wear my little blazers and have my little jeans on, and then stay in that little shithole basement. All right, women be all get it, because, you know, I knew how to, even though the clothes I had on weren't expensive, I still knew how to dress nice as to the best what I could afford. So I had my blazer on, nice button-down shirt, jeans, had me some nice shoes on, whatever the case, nice groom, and then, but I stayed in that shithole basement. All right, so that's the thing with that, guys. Your car and your apartment don't match you, so you dress nice on the outside, so when you go outside, everybody think you're doing good, but your living situation or where you stay at look like shit, or your car looks like shit. I told y'all about that story that time I went to pick up that girl at college. I'm still waiting on that bitch to come down. That bitch saw my car. We drove about a block or two. That bitch said, shit, I forgot my homework. I got to go get my homework. So she supposed to went upstairs and got her homework. This shit been 20 years. I'm still waiting on that bitch to come down. All right. That bitch thought that I had some money because I was dressed nice in the club, had my little necklace on. That bitch came out there and saw that Plymouth Sundance. I'm still waiting on that bitch to come down. I'm still waiting on that bitch to come down. I called the phone like 3-4 times. The bitch ain't answer the phone. I'm still waiting on that bitch to come down, guys. So all that matters. Travel. Do you travel? If she's a travel girl and she loves to travel here, down, and you ain't been nowhere but down the fucking street, guys, she will lose fucking interest, guys. All right, just the way it fucking is. Women look for compatibility. All right, diet, good or bad. So let's hypothetically say she's a foodie. All right, she like to try different restaurants, this, that, other. And you talking about somewhere, I'm on a diet and I don't do this, that, and the other guys, she could lose interest. Let's hypothetically say she's a health nut. And you just eat crap, this, that, other. You don't share her lifestyle. She can fucking lose interest, guys. All right? It's just the way it fucking is. So the only reason I made this video, guys, is I just want y'all guys to know that going on a date, passing shit tests and shit like that, that's great and dandy. That's only part of the equation with a date. The other part of the date is compatibility. All right? A woman is looking to see, do you like to do the same things that I like to do? All right? If I like to drink and go out and try different wine bars and you don't drink, then what the fuck are we going to do? Only thing you care about is fucking. So you don't take none of that in consideration. Women don't work that fucking way. All right, guys? It matters to fucking women. And when you guys, if you guys ever decide to want to get in a relationship or get married or something like that, it will matter to you. If you're a guy and you're a high value guy and you done bust your ass to get up to $150,000, $200,000 a year, and you're a high value guy and you got options, you probably not going to want a girl that work at Popeye's Chicken to be your fucking wife. All right? It's just the way it is. You probably don't mind kicking it with a girl for fun and shit like that who make minimum wage. Yeah, for fun. But if you ever get in a phase where you start taking consideration for somebody to be in a long-term relationship or marriage, you're going to start looking at just more than her ass and titties. Hopefully. Hopefully. We know some guys don't. But hopefully, if you guys think about, if you're over here and you're a relationship guy or marriage, because all these guys over here don't want to fuck hoes to sleep. All right? It's a bunch of quiet guys over here that really looking for relationships and shit like that too. And so, but you're going to start looking for more than just that too. If you don't smoke, what the fuck you want a wife that's smoking for? You're going to be laying in the bed up here doing this shit all fucking night. All right, guys? So I just want you guys to understand that compatibility matters to fucking women. Stop thinking that whenever a woman you say or do something, well, she must was never interested. Not true. She could have been interested, and then she found out y'all just weren't compatible. All right, guys? All right. Like the video. Comment down below what you guys want to see next. Holla back.